OSF exists to equip people to love one another, build caring communities, serve the world in mission by connecting God's heart with the world, follow Jesus in discipleship and grow in faith, in, around and beyond the tertiary context in Victoria. As I was thinking about this week, I thought, hang on, there really is something missing here. And the reason that I thought that is because it looks like when you put it that way, love one another, serve the world, follow Jesus, that this is stuff that we do for God. And it's stuff that we are capable of as individuals and as a community. In other words, the question of the arrow, when the vision is expressed this way, is us doing something for God. The arrow goes this way. But as I was powerfully reminded one time in a book called Reclaiming the L Word, there was a lecturer who was presenting to a class full of seminary students. And clearly the class was not interested. And so at the end of the class, the lecturer came to the board and drew a big downwards arrow and said, if you understand this, you understand everything that you need to know about being a Christian who is also a Lutheran. And the class was left stunned looking at this downwards arrow thinking, we're all going to hell. And so when the lecturer walked back in the next week, she said, God always comes down. God always comes down. In the meal and the bath, in the word and the community, God always comes down to us. And there is nothing that you can ever do that can ever turn that arrow up the other way. So that's, I think, what is kind of missing from what's articulated at the moment. So, drawn by God's grace. All this has not been wordsmithed yet, but I long for your interaction and response. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Drawn by God's grace, we will love one another. Not because we can do that, but because God has done that for us, as it says so eloquently in 1 John 4. We will serve the world. Whoops. Back. The Son of Man came not to be served. Can you see the direction of the arrow in each of these verses? Primarily is God's action for us, and we live out of that. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. And follow Jesus, who says, I have come to give life and give it to the full. And who also says, if anyone wants to come after me, they must deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. Now, here's the thing. I think we're ready to think about what this means in, around and beyond the tertiary context in Victoria. Clearly, the LSF community is, and I hope always will be, centred around tertiary context, deeply involved with it, that in this place, in one of the most difficult places in the world, in secular Melbourne or Ballarat or Geelong, we're going to love one another, serve the world, follow Jesus, and engage in Jesus' mission. So never to be divorced from the tertiary context, but also around. There are people who have finished study and who are still involved with the OSF community, and that's cool. There are people who will never do tertiary study but are still young adults deeply hungry for the community and the discipleship and the mission who we can also engage with. So it doesn't mean if you're not a tertiary student, you're out. It doesn't mean you need to graduate into something else, but can continue to serve God
and articulate this vision and live the vision around the tertiary community and also beyond. We have a significant connection with, for instance, our brothers and sisters in Central Australia, which is a great gift that God has given to us. I believe that God wants this community to be a gift to the wider church and a gift to the world beyond our community. And I think that it's a time that we can step into that so that we can become like a missional community of disciples of Jesus, learning what it means to follow him every day and to love one another and to serve the world. And that's the point at which I want to hand over to you briefly for bouncing back some ideas and saying, you know, yes, I think we could do this, or hang on, something's missing, or this makes my heart beat, or maybe not. So, over to you guys.